Well, good morning. It is so good to see you on this Palm Sunday. Maybe you've seen a video I put out. Typically, it's a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday about what's coming up for the weekend. And you know there is an interesting thing that I'm going to be using today, and we'll get that to a minute. In a minute. Well, actually, in a second. Because when I was young, I mean really young, like talk, say, 4, 5, 6 years old, there was that time period that I absolutely loved wrestling. Do we have any people who grew up liking wrestling, or you like wrestling now? Okay? Okay, so I had the action figures, and I also had those, they're like more rubber, and they put it on your thumb, and you would have this kind of thing, and you would use it to wrestle against people. I remember at recess, we'd grab those, and we would just go at each other. I remember one year that I was so upset because someone grabbed my Macho Man Randy Savage and threw it, and it landed on the roof, and just gone, just like that. Like, what do? My Macho Man Randy Savage is gone. But I remember that from my childhood. Now, I never got to go to an event, okay? But I confirmed with Travis, who had been to a wrestling event, of course, because it's Travis. And he confirmed with me what I saw on television. And that was this. When one match was done, and this intro music was played for the next wrestler, the people lost their minds going crazy. That when the next wrestler was going to come in and enter down the aisle to the ring, people lost their minds at the hint of that song, because you knew the music for your favorite wrestlers. And so Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan's music would begin to play, and he would walk out and he'd give you one of these, right? He'd give you a little bit of this and a little bit of that, right? And maybe he'd rip off, no, I'm not going to, but he'd rip off his shirt, right? I want y'all to come back again. But this is Hulk Hogan, and he would go down to the ring, and people were just like, that's my guy, that's Hulk Hogan. He's about to dominate his opponent, right? Okay. Well, another one that would come down, and he would come down to some straight heavy metal, just intense music. And that's my guy, Ultimate Warrior, okay? Ultimate Warrior, he was intense. He had the things wrapped around his arms, you know, and he's got the paint on his face. And the moment that music hit, he's just coming down, just an amazingly huge man. He would get in the ring, and he's like, da-da-da-da-da, and he'd go around, da-da-da-da-da, and he's just shaking it, and he's just going crazy, Ultimate Warrior. But you know when Ultimate Warrior was coming in there, that guy had no chance to defeat the Ultimate Warrior. Well, there was one person, when his entry would begin, it would grab my attention like this, and I can remember it. I can remember the just kind of like it, I shuddered at it. I had the goosebumps at it. No matter what I was doing, just like, oh my goodness. He's about to come down the aisle, and someone is going down. I remember when I was young doing his move on my cousin, because it hadn't processed that these are fake, and I thought I broke my cousin's neck, and I got in trouble for it, and that's when I think probably processed this isn't for real life, right? But that guy, you know who this is? The Undertaker. He still gets me. It's like I saw Lion King last week, and whenever they say Mufasa, the guy, oh, Mufasa, right? This is me with Undertaker, because the moment that he would just, no, I'm gonna let you hear his music, and I want you to picture a dark, dark room. Let's hear that music. Darkness. Uh-oh, there it is. Oh. Okay, it's enough. I can't take it. Let's move on. The funeral music is there. Undertaker is about to come down the aisle. From that first gong, it's just like, oh boy, it's on. I want to tell you something. Today's that day. Today is that day when the entry is going to happen. Today is that day that we're celebrating. No, Macho Man Randy Savage is not coming down. It's not going to happen. Hulk Hogan or myself is not going to rip his shirt off, all right? But today is that day. Today we look back at the best entrance that ever happened. Today is the day that when the Jewish people knew their person had arrived. The person they've been waiting for. The person that could do only what he could do. He had come and he was going to fight and destroy and win the battle for them. And where we find that is going to be in Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. Let's look at the greatest entry that's ever happened on this earth. You ready? You get your devices out. You can follow on the screen. And of course, if you brought your Bible, please use that. Matthew 21, 1 through 11. It says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you'll find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, say the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them, and they brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and those who followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? And the crowd answers, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. So the entrance has happened. But the question is, how did he come? How was his entrance? How did it play out? Does he come out like a wrestler, just with his energy running down the aisle saying, look, I'm about to destroy my opponent? No. He asks his disciples. He tells them, I'm going to come in a different way. And he asks them, go get a donkey and untie it. Bring it to me. He comes in on a donkey. And you may be thinking, okay, maybe donkeys were a little more important. Maybe there's a little more something to it than our culture. And maybe that, no, it's a donkey, all right? It's a donkey. When kings and leaders would come in for battle, they would come in big horses. They come in white, big horses. And here Jesus is. I'm going to come in on a donkey. And it's not just that it's a donkey. It's what this donkey symbolizes, because other leaders had come into towns before on donkeys. This had been maybe seen before, but the symbolism of them coming in would be one of peace. The donkey was meant to him coming in peace. So Jesus was coming in. His whole entrance, compare that we just talked to about a wrestler and dominating. We've got Jesus coming in on a donkey proclaiming peace, not with a fighting posture. He came in as a servant, not one seeking power. If you've been in church before or just kind of know church, you know what Palm Sunday is about, right? And you know Jesus came in a different way. And I'm hoping every week we come here, what I'm speaking is Jesus is completely different than any other leader. That Jesus is completely different than any other person worthy of following. So that's not what I'm going to talk about today. Because I think we know what we get from Jesus. The question is, today is going to be, what does he get from us? What will our reaction be? What response are we supposed to have? The question we're going to wrestle with is, what did he expect from those people back then on the day of his entry? And so in turn, What does he expect from me? What does he expect from you? What does he expect from us? Because just like the WWF wrestlers, they expected a response. They knew people were gonna lose their minds. This was the show. This is like, it wasn't just a wrestling match. This entrance was a big deal and they knew people were gonna respond. Jesus was expecting a response too. Jesus was looking for a response from his people. And specifically, I think there was three responses that he was looking for. And so this is where you go to your notes. This is where you get in your bulletin. You can look and see the three responses that I think Jesus was expecting from his people. And here's the first one real quick, out the gate. I think he was looking that they would celebrate why he came. They would celebrate why he came. It's very clear that that day was a celebration. Very clear there's a celebration. From what I read, that's a celebration of him coming. They had palm branches that they would cut off. They put it in the streets or they'd be waving. You know that. Well, palm branches are a sign of like nationalism or like allegiance. It was a symbol of their belief and support, saying, yes, this is our guy. This is who we believe in. This is who we are bought into. When they put those branches out, this is what they're saying. You see, it's written that they put cloaks on the donkeys and laid them out in front of him. This wasn't just random. Them putting those out there, it was another symbol. These cloaks were a symbol of submission. When they would put out there, they knew what they were doing by putting them out there. This was them submitting themselves to him. They were symbolizing that they're submitting themselves to what was happening that day and into his leadership. But then there was a third thing. Celebrating why he came is they yelled, Hosanna. You heard these beautiful kids in here singing Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. This originally in the Hebrew would mean save, please. This is what they're yelling. Save, please. Save, please. We more commonly use it as a translation is salvation has come. Salvation has come. They're looking to say the deliverer has come and he has come to deliver his people. Deliver them from the oppression. Deliver them from the strongholds. Deliver them from the people that were holding them down. Because here's the deal. The Jewish people had a history of leaders coming and delivering them, fighting for them and bringing deliverance. You look at the history of Scripture, you can see they were delivered from leaders who were oppressing them. Well, this is just another leader, but the greatest leader. The leader that was going to officially deliver them, was going to be their salvation. They're celebrating it. Now, here's the deal. We know the week didn't go always as planned. This week, post the entry, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of scared, a lot of like, what is happening? And people really wrestling with, what do I believe and what am I doing? And this week is a different kind of week as we lead up to Good Friday and Easter next Sunday. But in this moment, their celebration was the deliverer is here. Salvation has come, and we will celebrate why you have come. Second response is he wanted them to receive him and his promises. Receive him and his promises. This begins with identifying who he was. You see in Scripture once again that they identified him as the son of David. This event fulfills prophecy or promises of the Savior that would come to save them. This event fulfilled Zechariah 9, where it says that he would come in riding on a donkey. Do you see that part written in there? This gentle leader that would come riding in. This fulfilled the promises. So when they receive him, they receive all of him. They receive who he truly is. What they're doing is they're receiving the hope that comes with him and all the promises that have been spoken before that. They receive all the hope and the promises that were attributed to him. They receive the scriptures. They knew the scriptures. They knew what was written. They've been looking for this day. That's why this entry is so incredible. This is why they were so excited, because this day they've been waiting for. And so when they see the fulfillment, the promises of Scripture, they're receiving everything that came with those promises. In Jesus, the promises became a reality. This was a big, big deal. They celebrate him. They receive him. And by receiving him, they're receiving everything from history that they were promised. But then there's the third thing, the third response. What he was expecting from them. Yes, celebrate this coming. This is a big deal. Yes, receive and all the promises that come. But you see right there at the end is to tell others about him. Tell others that he has come. Do you see what's happened here? The people are celebrating like crazy. I mean, this is not a normal day, throwing out the cloaks and the palm branches and yelling, save us, please, our deliverer, our salvation is here. The celebration is happening. They're declaring his greatness. They were bought into him and receiving all of him and his promise. This is a big, big day. And how did people respond in that town? How did they respond? They asked who he was. Do you see that sentence? Who is this? And they were very quick. Oh, I think it's so quick that they're ready to say, this is Jesus. He's here. You don't know my guy. He's here. Jesus is coming on the donkey. He's coming down. This fulfills the promises, everything, everything we've ever been waiting for. The great one, Jesus, is here. He's here for us today. And we're receiving everything. The growth of Christianity over the history of life, the movement of Christianity over the history has not been propelled, has not been moved along and grown on a brilliant marketing strategy. That's not how Christianity has grown. The strategy that has moved this movement was people making much of Jesus and being passionately telling people about him. By making much of him, by declaring his greatness in everyday lives, declaring that he's everything that they ever were waiting for. This is how the movement of Christianity has gone. No, there's nothing wrong with marketing and letting people know about it in different ways. We evolve with culture and go with that. But ultimately, how those people learned that day of who Jesus was because of the people. That day was a big day. That day was a huge day. That day was the best entrance that had ever happened on this earth. Someone coming into Jerusalem. We have the birth of Jesus, and now we have him coming and declaring, I am coming to deliver my people. And that day, so many people heard, because people were willing to say, this is Jesus, and he is incredible. So I said today was a big day. We started out with baptisms, declaring that this is why he came, for life change, and people giving themselves to him. Yelling and screaming and worshiping Hosanna, praising his name. Today is a big day. We are reminded today that Jesus came to save. He entered the scene to save. This is when everything was coming into culmination. But you know what else? Today's the day we also remember. He's still here. We have the opportunity to celebrate him today. We have the opportunity to respond in the way that those early Christians responded, by celebrating him. We can receive him and all of the promises that came with Jesus today. We can do that. And today is a day we can also make a commitment to say, I'll follow their lead. And I will make much of Jesus and do whatever it takes that the world will know how great he is. That we have the opportunity to tell the world how great he is.